Unit 7. An uncomfortable situation for Brian.
Nearly as uncomfortable situation as something that happened to me last week.
What was that?
Well, you know that language school in Brighton?
Yes.
It's something, I don't know what it's called. It's called the Study Centre or something.
Mm.
Well, I was invited down there to go and give two lectures on how to use an overhead projector in the morning
mm-hmm.
and how to use the language laboratory in the afternoon.
Yes.
So I had a lecture session at 1 o'clock till 2, and then another one at 7:30, so I had the afternoon free.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I went down and I gave my first lecture period, and it all went off quite well. And I wondered what I'd do in the afternoon when the director of the school said, Brian, I'm sorry I can't spend the afternoon with you and talk about work,
mm-hmm.
but I wonder if you'd like to go back to my flat and, you know, have a read and a rest and watch okay. tennis on television. Yeah, it was marvellous. So I said, well, you know, OK, I'll do that. And he said, well, I'll give you my key. So he took out of his pocket an enormous bunch of keys. You know how complicated keys are. Well, I thought at the time, you know, he doesn't really know which is which. And he said, I wonder which one it is. And he went through the key ring and he said, oh, it's this one. He said, here you are, it's the top flat in the block of flats down the road. I said, oh, fine, I'll find it.
Mm.
So I took the key and I went to the restaurant and had some lunch. I thought, well, I'll go back to his flat now and, in fact, prepare my lecture for the evening performance. So I went to the block of flats and I went up to what I thought was the top flat. I took the key, put it in the lock, the door opened, and I went into the flat.
Mm.
Well, I don't know, you know, if you've ever been in a strange, in someone else's place,
yes.
that, you know, alone, mm. you feel uncomfortable to start with. But I felt even more uncomfortable because all the furniture was piled on top of each other, so that the chairs
no.
in the dining room were on top of the table.
Oh, as if they were moving out?
Well, rather like that, but the furniture was all piled up. So there was
that's
no...
strange.
And the chairs were covered.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's funny. He said come back to his flat, and it looks as if he's either spring cleaning or prepared to go away on holiday. I didn't know. And I had this feeling of unease, and I looked round the flat. I thought, well, I'll look for some books and English. Well, you sort of know the sort of books that people have who work in the same profession. When I looked round the bookshelves, there were no books on English at all. There were books on biology and chemistry and
yes.
botany. And not only were there weird books, but in one corner of the room, there were sort of experiments set up, models of things, of machines.
Yes.
And I felt very, very uncomfortable.
Mm.
Well, as for sort of reading and resting, I sort of sat down on a corner of the sofa and began to read the newspaper rather uneasily. Anyway, I'd only been there about 10 minutes when I heard a knock on the door.
Yes.
I thought, well, that's funny. He said there was no one going to be there or come. I thought it must be the milkman or something like that.
Mm.
So I went to the door and opened it. And there was a man. He said, what are you doing here? I said, well, I don't live here. I'm spending the afternoon here. I'm a friend of Mr. Brooks.
Mm.
He said, friend of Mr. Brooks? Mr. Brooks doesn't live here. I said, well, he does. I've got his key. He said, well, I don't know what's going on. I'm the landlord. If Mr. Brooks gave you a key, I suppose he gave you the key of this flat. Mr. Brooks lives upstairs, you know. I said, upstairs? He said, yes, up the landing. And then I realised that I wasn't at the top. There was another story
yes.
in a small staircase.
And you hadn't seen the staircase?
No, I hadn't seen the staircase.
Oh.
Well, that was the only key I had. I didn't have the key of the flat upstairs. And it was raining outside. I thought, well, I'm not going to wander around Brighton in the rain. So I sat there for an hour till it was time to give my lecture, feeling incredibly uncomfortable. Well, I went back, and I wasn't in particularly a good frame of mind. I said, well, when I got back to the school, I said, no, I don't know what happened, but I seem to be in the wrong flat. He said, how stupid of me. I gave you the key of the flat downstairs. I said, well, why did you have it? He said, because I'm looking after their dog. I said, dog? He said, yes, I had the dog with me today at the school, but I gave it to one of the students to take for a run in the park. I said, well, what was all the furniture doing piled up on the tables? He said, well, the people in the flat downstairs are very fussy about their furniture and they didn't want the dog hairs put on it.
Oh, no.
So I had spent a very uncomfortable afternoon.
Yes, I don't think I've been in quite such an uncomfortable situation as that.